This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, morena, Christian.
Morena.
How are you?
Yep, good. Oh, I didn't engage in J-Day or Crate Day either, actually.
Yeah, I went to Nadia Reid instead. I just was feeling wholesome.
Very good.
Yeah, I was too. I did a little barbecue.
Oh, lovely.
What a lovely day for it too.
Better living, everyone.
Yeah, better living, everybody. We've got some more better living
this
adjacent
is really
tips.
Exciting.
This is exciting. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we sort of talked about it last week, but yeah, this week's the week of the cold brew, especially after yesterday where it was about 37,000 degrees. Yeah. What a day to run it.
Yeah.
Scorching.
Yep. I was thinking about this all day yesterday, actually. Yeah. I was like, cold brew is on its way.
Yeah.
We've got, this is very exciting, we've got the new Ethiopian beans back.
Yes.
Coca Chalet.
Yes. Yeah, back for week two. So yeah, I mean, it's only here for a very short amount of time. So,
oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
limited.
So, limited edition. Just first things we'll do is I've got a little science experiment set up in front of me for the for the listeners at home. But so basically the magic of cold brew is cold water in a little Haru jug here. About 500 mils, and it's got a little line there. So you can see that on the front there. That's 500 mils. I'm really hoping I don't spill water on this desk, but
Try not to.
I'll do my best.
We go off airless.
Yeah.
Just know it's Christian's fault.
Yeah, try not to ruin a whole radio station today. But then we've got, so I've got the Ethiopian Coca Chalet here.
Yeah.
I've got a teaspoon. That's a teaspoon.
Can we have a smell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Yep. Have a smell.
Oh, okay.
Because we've ground that down. So that's.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. So you're grinding the beans pretty coarse for cold brew.
Okay.
Just so that it kind of. How's it smell?
That was
so
a good,
good
sniff sound.
In my best David Attenborough voice.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah, it smells amazing.
It doesn't smell like what I thought it would smell like.
Yeah, I thought it would be a bit sort of, because of all the fruity tasting notes, I thought it would feel quite light, but it's actually got quite a lot going on.
It's yeah.
got oomph to it.
It's yeah, got a bit of go. It's got a bit of go.
But at the back of the throat, you kind of get that blackberry.
The
segment has changed me in ways.
Where, this is when you go to a wine tasting, right, and you've got to say all the right words.
It's always like, oh, what are you getting peach?
I can smell it.
Yeah.
I'm getting peach.
Yep.
I can smell this kind of rich blackberry to it, though.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Is that just because you read blackberry on the tasting notes
no.
on the packet?
Maybe. Potentially.
It smells delicious.
We're unhinged
I'll
this
hand
morning.
It back
I love
to
it.
You.
Yeah.
It smells great.
So, yeah, so I've ground that pretty coarse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it, because basically, yeah, it's a bit pretty direct way of brewing it here. We've got the filter here. So, really, you don't need this specific jug. You can do it with whatever you like. I'm pretty
like
sure
a
you can. Yeah, plunger, teapot. All you really have to do is just have a way of kind of straining the coffee out afterwards.
Okay.
So yeah, plunger, teapot would work all good.
Could you do it in like a jar and then just strain off the...
Sure, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My inner moonshiner is...
I was thinking, yeah, like you could do a shoe or something too. shoey cold brew. Bit rogue, but anyway. Okay, so start my science experiment by putting just... I should be measuring this, but I mean, yeah, we're marketing.
Who's
so.
Got time for measuring?
Nah, not me, so... couple of these.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, really, it depends on how caffeinated you want to be tomorrow. Because once
really
we
caffeinated.
Really yeah. caffeinated, yep. all right.
Yeah.
That's probably about right. That feels
yeah.
feels pretty good. I'll go one more just for good luck.
Yeah. Okay. So 3-4 spoons of coarsely ground beautiful Ethiopian beans.
Beautiful bougie beans.
Yep, thoroughly bougie beans. Snuffed.
And then really, all you do. Yep, rich notes of blackberry there. And then you just submerge that. Wait for that to kind of make them nice and wet inside.
Yeah.
And then with my teaspoon here, I'm just going to give it a little stir up. Just inside the water. Still talking into the microphone because it's still on the radio. And then see how that's
sort
of
going brown.
Wow.
Going a bit brown there. And then basically what happens now is that's all set to go.
Yeah.
And you've got to wait 24 hours. So sorry to say.
No, that's all right. We've had our coffees already, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, we're well caffeinated this morning.
Well caffeinated. But I'm excited to crack this tomorrow.
Give that a little blitz up. And then, yeah, should be ready to go tomorrow.
Someone's asked a question here. How does cold brew taste compared to normal brew that's just been cooled down?
So a little different. So basically the cold water will extract the coffee flavour a little differently, and because it's doing it slower, so an espresso shot will push out the acidity and the aromatics a lot faster.
Yeah, it's like high pressure, high temp.
Yeah. Whereas this will just sort of extract it over a short amount of time, and it sort of takes the edges of that acidity off. So you just get the nice kind of the flavours. You will actually taste.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, you'll taste the tasting notes even better than you kind of will with an espresso. And that's sort of why with a nice high-end coffee like that, that's why you kind of brew it as a filter as well.
Yeah.
Because you sort of pull the temperature back on that, even though it's still hot, it's like sort of 90-ish degrees. But yeah, like an espresso machine will extract at about 100-ish degrees. Yeah, just a different way of doing kind of the same thing. I mean, it'll taste good tomorrow. So whack that in the fridge, and then you'll have about 500 mils of lovely cold brew coffee tomorrow.
Yum. Listeners, this is how we brew it tomorrow. It's also going to feature our cold brew
I'm
review.
I'm excited for a taste.
Yes.
I'm also excited. I'm going to make a lot of cold brew this summer, I feel, and I'm going to do some cool stuff with it. I feel like people get a bit crazy with their cold brew. Cocktails and all sorts.
Yeah. You can
maybe
do
that's us on our last day of breakfast for the year. Cold brew cocktail.
Is that us next week?
All right.
Stay tuned.
A little 8:30 coffee mocktail sort of situation. Okay.
Listen,
that
I could
be delightful.
Can you drink on the radio? Is that a thing? I'm not sure. Maybe after 9, is that right?
Yeah. Probably later in the day.
Probably not a breakfast activity. That is so much easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, I've done some of the hard work back at the roastery. I've ground the beans
up.
But yeah, I mean that's really the only thing I've done this morning. And I've found the jug. That was the other slightly hard part this morning actually. But yeah, that's okay.
Thank you so much, Christian.
I'm so excited for a taste tomorrow.
Cool.
Yes.
If everyone's curious what beans we're using the 8:30 Ethiopia Kokai Chalet. Tasting notes, lime, cordial, blackberry, and blood orange. Yummo.
Delicious.
And particularly bougie. A little bit on the pricier end. So if you want to win yourself a bag of these beans for free, all you got to do is text us on 5395 with your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. And we've got an extra little prize.
Yeah, because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas. Tis the season.
Tis the season. Yeah, a little extra, a little goodie. So a little 8:30 t-shirt in the mixer for the giveaway this week too.
So not only are you going to win these beautiful, classy, limited edition somewhat beans from 8:30, you're also going to win a lovely little black t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Looks real good quality. And it's got a little 8:30 logo on it.
Mm-hmm. You could be brewing your Ethiopian cold brew in style summer long.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you just can't wait to win this giveaway, because we are going to draw the winner on Friday, you can head over to 830.com, 830, one word, one T in the middle, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans.
Mm-hmm.
How good.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Christian.
Thank you.
I've chosen an Ethiopian track for us to end. This is a track from Esi Tadese, off of her album, which came out last year. So it's a newer one. She's based in LA, I believe, but she's from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. And this track is called Admas.
Shout out to the person who's shouted out Cocktail Corner.
On Drive.
The real ones will remember.
Yes. I don't know if we could get away with a Cocktail Corner on breakfast, unfortunately, but we'll see what we can
Let's
do with our cold brew. We could get a bit creative with
Let's
our cold brew.
Let's give it a go.
Awesome. Thank you, Christian.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
8:30. Thank you.
was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.